How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to Hashtag Spread the Sand. I have not done a podcast episode in far too long, but this year in 2023, I was hoping to get back after it and be more consistent with that. And I wanted to take the time to interview Braden Small, who had a lot of really awesome things go on in terms of beach soccer. Braden, how you doing?
Doing well.
But you mentioned that you were out of town, and I'm going to segue into that because you were not only out of town, you were out of the country. So for those of you who don't know, first of all, Braden is a member of Beach Soccer LA down in SoCal. And beach soccer being the close-knit community that it is, you have the opportunity to make a lot of connections. And Braden actually got to go to Japan and train with Tokyo Verde. So Braden, why did you go to Japan in the first place? And go ahead and talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So I actually wasn't in Japan to play beach soccer. I had a last minute trip. I work in cardiac procedures, and we're launching a few new accounts actually in Japan with one of our partner companies out there. And so they asked my company very last minute, asked me to go out and help train up the team there. So I was actually going for work, which I had to let Brian, you know, beach soccer LA coach know. You know, I know it's coming up right up to the deadline, super last minute, but I actually have to go on this work trip. And Brian actually was the one who suggested I get in contact with Verde Beach Soccer, and he had reached out to him as well as Ozu, who runs the program. And I was really pleasantly surprised at how they got back to me. I think I was kind of badgering them over Instagram, and then Ozu really helped me, and he was like, come out to this and this. And, you know, there's this, you know, kids and adults training also, if you want to go play beach on top of this mall over here. So I got to play it quite a few times. But yeah, train with the women's team. And then I went out to just this little kick around on top of a mall that had sand.
I was going to say, I have so many questions. So the facilities, talk about the mall on top of the mall's facility.
Yeah. So that was actually, they're starting a new program for kids. And I think, is it Shibuya? I can't recall which train stop it is, but it's a mall near a big train station. And I think gives people the opportunity who live kind of in closer Tokyo proper to get their kids out in training. And so they actually had like a kids and then adult session. It was their first session ever like that. So they're starting to get more people coming out. They had a good amount of kids for the adult section. It was almost like a private training for me. One of their players, June, was coaching the kids, and he just ended up staying late. I juggled with a girl named Maneri, I believe is how you pronounce her name. So we kind of just kicked the ball around. That was kind of a very much more casual, but still really fun. And he was helping me work on some shooting. So that was just a very random thing, but much closer to my hotel, because the beach facility they all play at is about like an hour and a half train ride from where I was staying in downtown.
So it seemed like the club players also ran like the children session, the youth sessions?
Yeah, so the men's team, I think, as I understand it, they're pretty integrated with, you know, a soccer program there. And I think they, I know that they're able to train a little bit later in the day than the women's team because I think they have some kind of employment with the program, as well as, you know, they're hosting these other events. The program is very organized in general. I feel like I was just so incredibly impressed by the Verde Beach Soccer program. They really run a tight ship, and it's pretty cool to see. So the men's team, I know, kind of hosts mostly those children's pickups and stuff, but I believe they are involved in a lot of other stuff during the day as well.
So y'all train a lot down in Southern California with Beach Soccer LA. And y'all have, I would say from what I've seen, like relatively structured sessions as well. How did you feel the training was different with the Verde players?
Yeah, I think they, in all honesty, I believe they get more numbers out than we do. I think, and they're pretty consistent. I want to say the women's team is playing Monday through, or I think they take one day off, and then they're Tuesday through Sunday.
Oh, wow.
6 a.m. to 8 a.m. with the weekends being a little bit later. So it's always 2 hours. And a good amount of them stay afterwards, so they'll stay like an extra 30 minutes or more if they can, just to juggle. But yeah, I was really impressed. I feel like the warm-ups are really, really well done. They get right into touches, and I can also admit that it's a bit nicer for their facilities, 'cause they don't have to move goals around or set up goals from scratch. We play right on the beach, at least my team down in Long Beach, and they come to this facility where there's these amazing goals, this amazing setup. There's even like a bar and restaurant that you could tell when they host events, they have this really amazing setup with two big fields, and it's all painted so it looks like you're actually on the beach.
That's so
But you're
legit.
kind of it's the coolest facility. I was just blown away. I pulled up, and the first day I got there, and you look down right into the facility where the train drops you off, and yeah, it's quite a sight to see.
So
But
they set the vibe really well, is what
yes,
you're getting at.
absolutely.
Yeah.
And but they really get right to it. I was just really impressed at the structure, and working with the women's team specifically, super dedicated. The coach is really, really good. So I did not understand a word of Japanese, unfortunately. There was a few girls who were translating for me, but I appreciated him bearing with me as I just kind of followed his hand signals.
Y'all all speak football, so it's all good. Yeah,
Yeah, that's the best part about it.
it sounds like you trained more than once. Was there like a specific focal point, like theme that you noticed in the trainings, or were they kind of doing everything? Like how did they break down the sessions?
Yeah, so they start off with a pretty good warm up. I would say the first practice I went to, the coach kind of runs the whole warm up with the team, and then by the end of all these different dynamic stretches and runs, you're pretty warm. The second time I had trained with them at the bigger facility, they did just like a lot of even more runs because it was a scrimmage day. So they start off with a pretty dynamic, long, just running only warm up with dynamic stretches, and then they go immediately into touches and like 3v1, 2v1.
Oh,
So
wow.
I think that I was wanting to take that back here too, because we definitely do a lot of 3v1, 2v1 stuff, but they really go into it in every single warm up that they do. And it's like, okay, you get one touch. Okay, you get two touch. All right, you're going to scoop up and pass, scoop and pass, and you're running in this tight square box. So it really helps you right away get small touches, get comfortable on the ball. And then they go into shooting. I mean, they do shooting at every single practice, it's clear. So the girls had an amazing shots.
That's awesome, because recently in Santa Cruz and like the Bay Area in general, there's a group in Santa Cruz and then there's a group in SF, and the Cali Beach women and the group of guys that they have training up there, Gabe Silvera and then another core group up there, they did flying changes. So when we went to go scrimmage with them, like you mentioned, it's like the 3v2 or like the quick on the fly transitions. When I started doing that with them, I was like, wow, like I can't, like I'm trying to keep up. It's testing my fitness, but it sounds
Oh
like
yeah.
they are
They're
getting,
very fit.
yeah, exactly. So it sounds
Yeah.
like they're incorporating that fitness on the ball. And I'm sure that, you know, that puts them, sets them up well when they go into competition.
Yeah, one of the things you brought up flying changes, one of the exercises that we did right when we went into the shooting drill, he would have it be like it would be 2v1. So yeah, one defender would step out, you'd have two come in and they'd throw the ball, and 2v1, and then it would be 3v1, and the next one immediately, same one person is on, they'd throw a third player in, and then it would be 4v1, and then someone else is coming on defense, so it's 4v2, and it would be this rapid like, okay, add one to this side, 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 okay, now the group can take a break. But I felt like it was a lot of dynamic stuff like that, go go go. And yeah, it was super exhausting. It was exhausting, I'll be honest. And I was just impressed at just how long these practices were, and how the women I know don't have employment from what I hear with the organization, and so they work after. I mean, I imagine that, at least for me, I have really early morning work, so that definitely makes it hard, but it does sound like they can stay a little bit later into like 8 and 8:30. But yeah, I was just impressed. It was going hard for a long time.
Well, you have to appreciate Because that means that you're just bought into loving the game and playing and trying to stay motivated that way. And that's similar to how we are in the States. It's like everyone in the States, I for the most part, I don't know anybody who plays beach that doesn't have a full-time job or some sort of other income, right? And I also want to give you props too, because I would have been running around with my head cut off trying to figure out when I go in or when it's my turn to go on all of these drills. Like I can't even As you explained it, I'm sitting there. I'm like, I would have got lost right after it was my turn to get in. So props to you for
The
that.
good news is there are quite a lot of words that are similar. Like they would say like shoota, and that's like shoot. It's
Solid.
pretty close. But there's a lot of words that they use that are just soccer words that are pretty much the same. So that definitely helped a lot as well.
Was there any takeaways before we wrap up on Tokyo that you know you're going to bring to your game after the fact?
I think just wanting to make sure that I, at least from a practicing standpoint, that I, as soon as possible, just diving right into like not shying away from the harder stuff that nobody really loves doing at practice, which is like the 1v1, 2v1, 3v1 even. I definitely want to bring that in. And then also, I definitely spent a good amount of time, at least at that like almost like one-on-one private training, making sure that I'm not like reaching for the ball when I go to shoot. And this guy June, he didn't really speak any English, but he was trying to explain to me, a lot of times you're reaching and the ball's going higher, and to make sure it drops a certain amount, and he's explaining this all in Japanese, no English. But I think just practicing with him a few times, like where you throw the ball this way, throw the ball that way, throw the ball this way, and waiting for it to drop at the right moment, so that you're making good contact, I think just it definitely make me want to practice that more, so I can be more confident on my volleys. And in beach it's super, it happens all the time where it goes clear over the goal, so really just trying to make sure I execute my shots and get it on get it on frame. And now I feel definitely a lot more confident on the one time volley.
Those are great takeaways, in my opinion. I think any way you can be more efficient, and it sounds like I'm sure he was doing his best to do hand signals or something, but I hope somebody was able to translate. Obviously, somebody was able to give
Yeah.
tips there, but
No, they were great. They were so patient with me, which was amazing. So, it was a great experience. I wish I could have practiced more, because I mean they were practicing, every day of the week, but procedures tend to be in the mornings, so I couldn't make it work every time. But really glad.
I'm extremely jealous. I would have loved to have taken advantage of even just one training out there. So, appreciate you taking the time to talk with us about that.
Any of the guys from the US too, they were super welcoming. So, and the
Oh, I
men's
have
division
to.
is extremely hard too, from what I saw. So,
I would love that. I
great
would
program.
destroy my body, I'm sure, but I would love that. I hope that we link up on a beach sometime
Oh,
soon.
absolutely. We definitely should.
Yeah. So it was good talking to you, Brayden. Thank you so
Thank you.
much.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
we'll catch up soon.